Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible says in Romans 13, verse 8, Romans 13, 8, He said, Owe no man anything but to love one another. He that loves another has fulfilled the law. How many know that as soon as you get every debt paid off, and you say, well, I don't owe anybody a dime. I don't owe anybody anything. Well, yeah, you still owe them love. Right? Everybody you meet, you owe them that. Because God loves you, gave you love when you didn't deserve it. And so now in turn, we owe other people love, even though they don't deserve it, because of what He's done for us. He said, He that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And since you love yourself and you know God loves you, then you're in position to do that now, right? Amen. Verse 10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the fourth great pillar of truth about love that I want you to get and see very clearly. Love does no harm. Love won't hurt. Works no ill to his neighbor. Now, the word neighbor, you could say it like this. Instead of neighbor, nigh means close to, you could say nearby. Love does no harm to whoever's nearby. Who's your neighbor? Well, whoever you happen to be around right now. Not just who you live by permanently, whoever's path you cross today. Whoever you happen to be around. You're not responsible for walking in love with all the people you'll never meet. Right. Huh? It's the ones you meet. Amen. Don't try to receive the word for somebody else. You see a lot of this. Oh man, where are they at today? They should be here. They should hear this. Well, yeah, but the Lord knew that you was going to be here. And here's the message. So it must be for you. And don't try to receive. You see, because if you're focusing on receiving it for somebody else, you are not receiving it for you. I had a lady one time, I taught on love every day. I think it was for 2 or 3 weeks. She caught me after the service. She said, Oh, Brother Keith, I'm so glad you're teaching on this. That I know this is right. This is exactly right. And I've been telling these people that they're supposed to walk in love with me. But how do you get them to do this? I believe every word of it. But how do you get them to walk in love with you like this? I said, Sister, you missed the whole deal. This ain't about getting them to walk in love with you. It's about you walking in love with them. Amen. And the more they don't want to walk in love with you is the more opportunity you have to walk in love with them. And you don't try to receive the word for them. You receive it for yourself. That's right. And whoever you happen to be by. Somebody says, yeah, but these people that I'm around. Hey, Brother Keith, you just don't know. These people I live with, yeah. And they're living with you. Right? But Brother Keith, you just don't know my wife. Oh, you just don't know my husband. It's been my experience that most people deserve each other. You're not responsible for other people walking in love. You're responsible for you walking in love. Amen? And walking in love is not just a good religious thing to do. It is the way that never fails. Amen. It is the thing that causes your faith to work. Is it true? Faith works by what?
Love.
What if you're not operating in love? Cause your faith not to work. How important this is. But love works no ill to whoever's around it. If you love people, you won't hurt them. Is that right? And the love of God will constrain you and prevent you from hurting people and doing harm to them and doing ill will to them. Now let's read some other scriptures. I'll just read these to you and you listen. And if we should turn to one, I'll mention that to you. But the scripture says concerning evil, well, I do want you to turn to this. You're so close anyway. Romans 12. Are you there? Good. Romans 12, 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. See, have you found out that the nature of your flesh is that if somebody slaps you, you immediately want to do what? Slap them back harder. Now, no need in you looking at me and that sanctimonious expression. Sometimes people try to leave the impression, well, no, brother, I've been sanctified and I'm free from all that. And I just love everybody. And no, I'm free from all that. You'd like to do an experiment with them. Set them up here. We'll put them on a chair and go smack. Now, how do you feel? Tell me. They may control themselves, but don't tell me they feel wonderful and rosy about it. You're still in the flesh. Your flesh has feelings. Huh? You know, I used to sport fight in the martial arts. Have you ever been hit real, real hard in the face? Whew. Man. You ever been hit so hard, you know, somebody punch you or kick you in the face so hard you couldn't see? Your eyes water up and you can't see. My teeth have been rearranged before. That's how hard I got hit. I know one time this guy, they came from another town and we were supposed to be sparring. And I was teaching that night and this guy came to me and he wanted me to show him some pointers. And I showed him some things and we sparred and he's flopping around and acting like he can't do a thing, you know. And eventually I just lowered my guard so he could get in on me. I said, come on, you know, so you can get it. And I'm dodging and moving and all at once, he started fighting like the black belt he really was. He was a lying rascal. And he nailed me because I had my guard down. He nailed me. And I turned around and spit shavings off my teeth out in my hand. Well, I had feelings at that point. I had some real strong feelings. Can you imagine what they were? Huh? And it wasn't, I love you, brother. And I was saved. I was born again. But I wasn't thinking about being born again right then. The instructor that was there and that was, you'd call it refereeing or whatever, he jumped up. He said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I can't see right now, but give me just a minute and I'll be okay. I was shaking my head, getting my eyes clear. He said, well, the fight's over. I said, no. No, the fight's not over. I said, give me just a minute. I'll be fine. He said, no more. He said, you need to sit down. He said, I don't want you back in the ring. I said, yeah, but I'm ready to go. He said, no. But I had, and he wouldn't let me back in with him, but I had some feelings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so that is what I'm describing is the nature of the flesh. You have that. I have that. Somebody hurts you. Physically, emotionally, financially, with other people, what will be your natural flesh response? You will want to get back at them. Hmm? You see little kids on the playground. Well, you're a stupid head. What comes next? Well, you're a double stupid head. Huh? That's just that's natural flesh. Huh? And see, you know, you may be 50 years old or 75, but you still got the same kind of flesh. Huh? Somebody do you wrong? Somebody hurt you? What's the nature of the flesh? Wants to hurt them. But wanting to hurt somebody is as ungodly as it gets. Wanting to hurt somebody is as devilish as it gets. It is completely contrary to the nature of God, who is love. Love works no ill to whoever's around it. And the word ill means evil, and it means harm, and it means hurt. Love doesn't hurt anyone around it. Not on purpose. And if you realize that you did hurt somebody without meaning to, it'll grieve you inside if you're right. I said if you're right. And if not, you know, 1 Corinthians 13. Boy, y'all got quiet when I said that. Well, you believe it, don't you? In 1 Corinthians 13, you don't turn there. We're not through reading Romans 12. But you remember that he said in that passage, love doesn't behave itself unseemly. It doesn't seek its own. It's not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. I think sometimes people just have one idea of what that means. Evil includes the idea of injury and harm. Love will not sit around and think about how to get back at somebody. Love will not entertain ideas of how to hurt somebody. It won't do it. It's not the nature of God. It goes on to say it doesn't rejoice at injustice or iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. Even somebody that's done you harm, if something bad happens to them, love will not be glad about it. I've had people that have said very bad things about me and done bad things towards me. And then later on, some bad things happen to them. How many know you don't want to sow bad stuff? It'll come back on you. And I've wept when it happened. I didn't want to see it. If you love God, you love His kids, right? And no matter what they've done, you don't want to see them go down. You want to see them come out. No matter how mean they've been, no matter what they've done, you want to see them repent, change, get it right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.